Last night, it rained. The most beautiful rain. Over the weekend, it rained. And in spite of so many people refusing to follow this God, refusing to stay obedient to this God, so many people going astray, doing their own thing, God, in His mercy and grace, still let it rain over the good, the bad, and the ugly. Can you say amen to that? God, in His infinite grace, is a good good God. No doubt if you've come across this radio station, you've picked up just in the first 30 seconds that we're a Christian radio station. Unashamedly so, as Brother Paul would have said, I'm not ashamed to say Jesus Christ is God. We're not ashamed of the gospel or the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, I'd like to invite you this morning, as we're going to look at one of the most beloved passages in all of Scriptures. The many people all over the earth, if you inquire about God's Word, you say, well, what would you say is one of the most beloved passages? They quote this scripture. They quote this passage. And that's the one that I'm taking you to this morning. Because there's a lot of people in this day and age looking at the world around us that's literally on a knife's edge. There's a lot of people looking for security. Human beings are looking for blessings. No doubt if you switch on the radio and you listen to some of the preachers, there is a prosperity teaching, a lot of that going on because everybody is looking for blessing. What about consecration? What about hope? What about discipline? What about faithfulness? What about protection? Just looking at the front pages of the newspapers, so many people are looking for protection and say, Lord, if only, we need to make a plan, especially in this country because, well, according to stats, we live in one of the most dangerous countries in the world. What about purpose? What about guidance? What about healing? Maybe you're one of those people who switched on this radio station this morning. God has laid something on my heart to share with you this morning. And if you desire healing, we will pray a little bit later for that. Maybe you're desperately in need of rest. We are on the 7th of November already. It's called silly season. Everybody is running around like a headless chicken, trying to get their lives in order so that they can take a break and rest in December. And guess what? Then the rat race starts all over again. And so I want to take you to one of the most beloved passages in all of God's Word. There is a reason, my brother, my sister, that we urge you to read the Scriptures, to read the Word of God. There is a reason why we do that. Because there's power in the Word of God. When we urge you to read the Bible, it is because the Bible is Spirit-inspired, Holy Spirit-inspired. And it's profitable. Its words are light. 2 Timothy 3:16 talks about that. That you can trust God's Word. Listen to me. You can trust God's Word. Thy Word is truth. And let us not get into a debate about this translation and that translation. The way that God gave His Word to us. God's Word is truth, and you can trust it. And if you seek earnestly God's face through this Word, Jesus says, you will find me. He who searches for me will find me. He who calls on me, I will answer him. And so there's a reason that we urge you to read the Bible. It has the spiritual words of God that build your faith. You've switched on the radio pulpit this morning in the hope that your faith will be built. Well, it will be. I promise you, it will be. God's Word will lead you to bear fruit. God's word will nurture you in your spiritual growth. God's word is able to make you content by giving you a rich heritage. I'm going to touch on that this morning. God's word is the primary source of objective truth in this world. It's the source of wisdom. It's the answer to every question conceivable that you can have. It's the incentive plan of rewarding and learning and obeying. If only. If only. You can hear I'm all carried away by God's word. God's word. The beauty of God's word. Thy word is truth. Sanctify us by your word, Lord. And so this morning, that being said, I want to take you to, as I said at the start of this program, one of the most beloved passages in all of God's word. Many people would say Psalm 23. Psalm 23. And we learn throughout the New Testament, we learn that the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. And this morning I'm going to make one or two remarks which might put a scratch in your collar for you. You might agree with it. You might not agree with it. It doesn't matter. It's what the Word of God says. And you can see it with your own eyes. Don't take my word for it. Go and see it with your own eyes. Go and read it with your own eyes. If you're yearning for relationship, you know how many people are pushed to the fringes of society, forgotten somewhere, and especially our elderly, in some room, somewhere, somehow, who yearns for relationship. The Lord says, I will be your relationship this morning. How? The Lord says, He is our shepherd. He is the good shepherd. The Bible says in John 10:11-14, He is the good shepherd. Why? Because He lays down His life for His sheep. And secondly, the word says, His sheep knows His voice and follow Him. Let's answer each other in a truthful way here this morning. Do you know the voice of the Lord? Do you know the voice of the good shepherd? Are you following the good shepherd? And maybe God has brought you to this frequency this morning. It is by no accident that you came across this frequency and that you're listening to this radio broadcast. Because maybe you need a place in your life where you need restoration in your relationships. Not just with those around you, but with your Creator, with the Good Shepherd, with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, in a moment or so, I will work through Psalms 23. But isn't it amazing that God is using this analogy of sheep and their nature to describe us, you and me? You see, sheep have a natural tendency, my brother, my sister, to wander off, to get lost. Heads down, one nibble at a time, and there you go. And as believers, we tend to do the same, isn't it? It's Isaiah that says, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned his own way. Isaiah 53 and verse 6. Go and read it. God's analogy of sheep and their nature to describe us. You see, when sheep go astray, they're in danger of getting lost, being attacked, even killing themselves by falling down cliffs. Where are you this morning? Balancing on the edge of a cliff? Are you lost this morning? Are you being attacked this morning? And so likewise, within our own nature, there's a strong, strong tendency to go astray. Romans 7 and verse 5 says, for while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. Just look at the things we do to keep ourselves busy with the social media and what we watch on that. following the lusts of our flesh and the eyes and pursuing the pride of life. The three great sins, the lust of the flesh, the pride of the eyes, and pursuing the pride of life. I think you'll agree with me, man. We are like sheep wandering away from the shepherd. And it's through our own futile self-remedies and attempt at righteousness. It's our nature to drift away. Don't you agree with me? It's our nature to just drift away. It's Hebrews 2 and verse 1 that says, therefore we must pay closer attention to what we heard, lest we drift away. You see, here it comes in where you need to read these things with your own eyes. And we drift away to reject God. We break His commandments. Somebody phoned me once and said, please stop talking about sin. We live in a dispensation of grace. And yes, we do. But there are too many people that says, God loves me and got a plan for my life. And you know what human answers? Well, I love me and I've got a plan for my life. And we're not even aware that we're drifting away in our nature, in our self-righteousness, in our self-remedy attempts. We run the risk of getting lost, even forgetting the way back to God. Where are you this morning? We turn away from the Lord and we soon find ourselves confronting one enemy after the other that attacks us in numerous ways. The word of the Lord says, be awake. The devil walks around like prowling like a lion. My brother, my sister, I want to say something. You see, sheep are basically helpless. It's God that uses the analogy. It's not Radio Pulpit, but we unashamedly show we share the undiluted truth of God's word with you this morning. Because truth is, a sheep cannot survive long without a shepherd. We're dependent upon the shepherd's care. You and I are dependent upon the care of our Lord and Savior, the good shepherd, to care for us. When I say sheep are essentially dumb animals, some people might take offense. Because they don't learn well. And they're extremely difficult to train. Have you ever trained and try and train a sheep? They do not have good eyesight, nor do they hear well. They are very slow animals that cannot escape their predators. They've got no camouflage. They've got no weapons of defense. No claws, no sharp hooves, no powerful jaws. That's sheep for you. They're easily frightened. They easily become confused. In fact, it's been known that sheep is blindly plunged off cliffs, following one another. Shepherds in the Bible, if you look at it, faced incredible dangers in caring for their sheep, putting their own lives at risk, battling wild animals, wolves, lions, that threatened the flocks. You ask me, where do I get this? Well, David was such a shepherd, wasn't he? 1 Samuel 17:34. And so in order to be a good shepherd, they had to be willing to lay down their lives for their sheep. David was willing to do that. Jesus declared that He's our shepherd. You know what? He's demonstrated that already by giving His life for you. Yeah, for you. The Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve, to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. For you, my brother. For you, my sister. Matthew 20 and verse 28. His willing sacrifice, the Lord made salvation possible for all who come to Him in faith. John 3:16, in faith. You know that scripture. Jesus speaks of laying down His life for His sheep. And like sheep, I don't care what you say. I just want to say this. Like sheep, we too need a shepherd, man. Men are spiritually blind and lost in their sin. Just look at the world around us. I think that's why Jesus speaks the parable of the lost sheep in Luke 15. He's the good shepherd that laid down His life. He searches for us when we're lost. He will search for you if you find yourself to be lost this morning. gone astray, to save you, to show you the way to eternal life. We tend to be like sheep, consumed with worry and fear, following after one another. By not listening to the shepherd's voice, we can easily be led astray by others to our own destruction. What does the Bible say? It says there's a way that looks good to man, but the end thereof leads to destruction. We think it leads to life because we follow one another. Don't follow Wayland. Don't follow Johan. Don't follow the announcers on Radio Pulpit. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, the good shepherd that warns that those who do not believe in him and listen to him. I did tell you, but you do not believe. He says, he used those words. I did tell you, but you do not believe. You do not believe because you are not my sheep. He says, my sheep listens to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. I want to say this to you, my brother, my sister. You listening to this early morning broadcast. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Psalms 23 tells us of the shepherd that meets your every need. Food, water, rest, safety, direction. Man, you can mention it. If you as a believer follow the good shepherd, you will have what you need. You will not lack anything, not any necessity in life. He knows exactly what you need. Luke 12:22-30, go and read it. God knows exactly what you need. And so this morning, as we stand before the Lord, if you in need of relationship, of supply, of rest, refreshment, of healing, guidance, purpose, testing, protection, you will find it from the Good Shepherd. You will find it in Christ Jesus. I have found that on the 23rd of July, 1989, 10 to 11 that night, the Good Shepherd found me, brought me to the flock, and here I am this morning. And words of life is bubbling out of this fountain, not because of me, but because of Christ Jesus in me. If you're looking for relationship, the Lord is my shepherd. If you're looking for supply, the Bible says, I shall not want, because God is your supply. Jesus is your supply. Are you willing to say, Lord, you know what I need this day. Please help me, Lord. The Bible says he makes me lie down in green pastures. That's rest. Not the way that the world gives it. Not a breakaway in Dinokeng or a breakaway at the beach. But to lie down in the knowledge that God is fully in control of your life. That's rest, man. To go to bed at night, Psalms 4 and verse 9. He makes me fall asleep immediately. Because it's God and God alone that keeps me safe. That's rest. He leads me beside still waters. You know what that is? Refreshment. Refreshment. When you need it. If you need to be restored this morning, brought back to that place where your first love is Jesus, Messiah, Yeshua, Son of God and God Himself. He restoreth my soul. That is healing. He leads me in the path of righteousness. That is guidance. For his name's sake, that is your purpose. That is your one and only purpose. And yeah, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes God tests us. Test our faith. Test us. I will fear no evil because my protector is the good shepherd. Is the Lord Jesus Christ. For thou art with me. That's faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That is discipline. Moenie skop teen die dissipline van die Here nie. Thou prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies. That is hope. I'm not sure what you're going to face today, but God gives you hope through Psalms 23. Thou anoint my head with oil. That's consecration. Can you see? My cup is running over. That's abundance. Remember this scripture. You will never forget it. Spoken often about it on this radio. John 10:10. John ting ting rings like a bell. Never forget it in your life. The thief come to rob, steal, maim, destroy. Jesus said, I come that you can have life. Life in abundance. My cup is running over. And then surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Man, what blessing. What incredible blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That is security. Forever, that's eternity. Are you willing to trust God's word through a very well-known piece of scripture? Just Psalms 23. Are you willing to trust the Lord for relationship, for supply, for rest, refreshment, healing, guidance, purpose, testing, protection, faithfulness, discipline, hope, consecration, abundance, blessing, security? Turn to God's word. Turn to the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, you've laid it on my heart to share this with my brothers and my sisters this morning. But you've also laid it on my heart, Lord, to pray for those who are trusting you for children this morning, Father. And I know some hearts are stirring immediately. Ears are twitched because they desire a family from you, Father. And like sheep, Lord, we turn to you, our good shepherd, our hope, our protector, our healer this morning. And as you place your hand on your tummy and your hubby there with you or not with you, Lord, we pray for the restoration of the womb. We pray for healing. We pray that you would unlock that sealed womb in the powerful and the mighty name of Christ Messiah, Jesus. Lord, children is a gift from the Lord. And that you will bless him and her who's been calling on you faithfully for such a long time, that you would unlock their womb this morning. That they would bear, Lord, a nageslag, an inheritance that serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for Psalms 23 this morning. Thank you that we can turn to you, that you are our hope, that you are our relationship, that you are our supply, that you are our healing, that you, Lord, are our purpose. In Jesus' name I pray. And all of God's children says, amen and amen.